You're listening to Drunkle's Den.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Drunkle's Den. I'm your fucking host, Drunkle Ross, here with the lovely Chief Keith. How are we this fine weekend, my friend?
We're good, buddy. How are all the pussy slayers out there?
Oh, okay, we're starting her off early. Fuck yeah, we're not even drinking yet.
No, we're going to. We're getting there.
We are fucking going to start drinking here soon. It is what? It's Saturday, fucking November 22nd. Fucking weekend's just begun, but it's already a fucking good start.
Yeah.
We hit the farmer's market up.
Yeah, we did.
We did. What did we see? What did we get? What do you hear? What do you say?
What did we get? We didn't get sourdough. Not this week.
Well, I got sourdough.
Oh, you did. Yeah, that's right.
I got fucking a nice rosemary sourdough. Fuck me sideways.
It's
good. Dude, I'm telling you, like, that's the best coffee I've had.
Yeah.
It's so fucking good. It's not bitter. It's not burnt. It's not shitty. It's fucking good.
Have you ever had Indian coffee?
I have not.
That's where they make it normally, but they just don't wash their hands first.
Jesus Christ. We're not even 2 minutes in. Oh, my God.
I found this out recently. Yeah.
Well, that's great.
I tend to stay away. I don't like the spice. I'm too white for the spice.
You think fucking toothpaste is too spicy.
Oh, yeah. Especially unwashed hands.
Okay. Fuck yeah. Farmer's Market was good, though. Farmer's Market was good. We went to, what was that place? That Helen's fucking Bakery.
Yeah, you showed me that one.
I did. I've heard word of mouth it's good, so we tried fucking, went try it out. I ate half a fucking loaf of sourdough.
Really?
I ate a half of that fucking jalapeno cheddar fucking sourdough. I ate a half of that motherfucker.
Christ.
That's fucked. And it was a fucking solid loaf, too.
Yeah?
It was a solid loaf. It really fucking
was
good.
Was it solid coming out?
That's great. No, solid going in.
Fair enough.
Well, fuck, man. Like, the one I got at the farmer's market was solid. Like, it was like, you know how you get like sourdough, like, it's fucking nice fluffy in the middle?
Yeah.
This is fucking
solid.
It's like
fucking hard tack. It's like something pirates eat. Yeah.
However, the one at Helen's Bakery, I'm telling you, that shit, it looked like Swiss cheese.
Really?
In the middle, it was fucking perfect. It was perfect. It was really fucking good.
That's good to hear. What'd you put on it?
Oh, it was fucking butter, cracked pepper, buddy. That's all you need. Nice. That is all you fucking need for bread and butter. I was going to make a grilled cheese Sammy out of it, but that's for later.
And there was nothing really else.
Nah. But you know what? Fucking, it was a beautiful fucking day.
It was a dead week. For them, it was pretty dead, to be honest. Not many people, as usual. There's a lot of people, but not, like, usually it's packed.
Yeah, but we usually go there later in the day, no?
That's true.
So, like, it could have fucking sped up. It could have not. But there was not a lot of people there.
No.
You know what I fucking hate? When you go to fucking... I fucking hate this bullshit. If you take your fucking kid to the farmer's market, don't fucking, like... Don't stop in the middle of everything to fucking kneel down and go, oh, fucking, here you go. You can have a little bit of this. Shut the fuck up and take your fucking kids, leave them in the car in the sweltering heat, go get your shit, and fuck off. I can't stand that shit.
Well, you know, it gets colder and colder, so it gets more and more acceptable to leave those kids in the car.
Hey, if they're in their snowsuit, who cares?
Exactly.
Exactly. Can you tell we're never going to be parents?
Yeah, if they're dressed up, you know, like in their seal fur or whatever. Like polar bear
fur.
We're
not that up north. We're not that far north.
I don't know. They're fine.
They're fucked.
They're eating dead fish, raw fish with their hands.
Clubbing seals, fucking.
Eating fish soup. Fish eye soup.
Oh, God.
In the back. They're fine.
Oh, God. What's that? Fucking St. John, Newfoundland?
Fuck if I know. Somewhere I don't want to be.
Ugh. Fuck. Fish eye soup. But yeah, no, that's just the start of the weekend. So, fucking A.
It was all downhill from here.
It was all downhill from the... We hit up fucking Value Village. Now, you've heard me say on here before, I fucking hate Value Village.
Yeah.
I hate it. I don't like buying clothes there, but I found a gem today.
You did.
I found a fucking... A dirty old fucking, like, what is it? Like a VHS fucking camcorder?
Yeah, like, does film. Yeah,
it's film. 40 fucking clams I picked this cunt up for. And, like, $40. It came with a case, came with the church, came with everything, right? Looks brand fucking new, sort of. I was expecting it not to work. The motherfucker works like a goddamn charm.
Yeah.
We're taking that spot.
Looks good. Yeah, we're going to record some shit.
Fuck yeah.
A couple pornos.
It's going to be fucking beauty. Take it to Spo, fucking soak it in beer. Fuck.
We gotta go record some old cheesy pornos now. Some 70s, 80s. From Russia with the love bone.
Yeah, Russia with the love bone. I am Colonel Alexei.
J-Rock's greasy trailer park bro's gone wild.
Uh-oh, testicle difficulties. Yeah, fuck. That's
Ross Patterson's got my porno tape.
I'm not, Drunkle. I'm not, well, Chief Keith. Boys, I know it's you. What's going on here? Oh, fuck.
This is where we get the applaud sign. You're supposed to laugh.
You're supposed to laugh, you know, and you're supposed to eat this shit up.
That's the problem we've been having with the previous episodes, is there's no, like, cue to laugh. You know how, like, in the sitcoms, like, when they're supposed to laugh, there's, like, a laugh track.
Oh, yeah.
People are laughing, they're clapping, they're fucking hollering and hooting. And it's not happening here. And that's the problem. People think this is like a grief podcast. They think it's like something you listen to after a funeral. You can.
Your head is.
But you got to listen to it also when you're fucking stoned to the gills.
Hey, listen. I put the fun in drunk funeral. To the gills. I put the fun in funeral and I put the fun in erectile dysfunction, all right? This is where it's going.
How's your dick doing these days? Is it still going up?
Oh, fuck. Anyway, let's take not talk about that. It's been a fucking uneventful week.
Yeah.
Very uneventful week. It's like fucking... nothing happens in the winter here.
Nothing
there's no
happens
shows.
Ever.
There's no fucking... There's no nothing.
Nothing happens ever here.
Well,
the winter just makes it worse.
Not really. I mean, there's been previous winters where there's been a lot going on. But as of fucking recent, fuck all.
Well,
there is
maybe
fuck all.
Yeah, everyone says this, but hopefully it'll pick up in the new year. You know, I hope. That's the pipe dreams talking, but it's happened before. Weirder things have happened.
Well, for the last 5 years, I've been saying, oh, this year's going to be my year. I think this year's probably not going
to
be my
year.
You're
a lost cause.
Anyway.
Let's not talk about you. Let's focus on someone who has something to live for.
Sportsmans, ladies and gentlemen, get your membership today.
Yep.
$45.
45 fucking clams.
45 shekels. Hey, what do you get with it?
You get 50% off domestic beer, which for you fucking Einsteins out there means free beer.
Schooner.
And you also get to skip the line at shows, and you don't have to pay cover because you're not a fucking schlub.
You heard it here first, folks.
If you don't want to be a schlub, well, you got to go through a couple things. But if you want to get to that level like us, if you want to get to see, it's all just a pyramid scheme. You're at the bottom right now. You're shoveling shit out of some guy's arse. But if you want to get to the top like us, well, you're never going to. But if you want to get under us,
whoa,
you can, well, you want to get under us.
You just ask.
You just get the membership. It helps.
Get the fucking membership. 45 clams. You get 50 cents
And you get
off.
To sleep on the bar table if you want.
That's
after hours.
Reserved for Roscoe. 50 cents off select fucking domestic beer. You get fucking no cover, and you skip the line if there is one. Now, I'm telling you, there was one time there, I'm glad I had my fucking membership,
yeah,
and there was a line. Because fucking, a buddy was fucking, half the bar went out for smoke, and
yeah,
half the bar didn't come back.
Well, fuck, you remember that one time where I don't know who the fuck was running the place. It must have been a fucking idiot. Because, and I'm saying this to, not the owners, but like, I don't know, whoever fucking wasn't keeping count of the people in there, but like, a lot of people, after somebody played, a lot of them went for a smoke, because that's typical.
Oh, yeah.
But then here comes more people, and the guy goes, he just kept letting people in. As if those guys who went up for a smoke, he can see them, they're stones throw away, as if they wouldn't come back. So he was just letting people in, and then the people that were trying to come back in, that were out, he's going, no, you can't come in anymore. We hit capacity. And it's like, dude, you know, we've paid our fucking money to be here.
Wasn't that a loser show?
It was.
It was
I
a
remember
loser show.
Fucking some of our friends, like some of the boys, fucking throwing fits.
Oh,
luckily, I didn't
park
leave.
Park Bench was just fucking giving it to him.
we didn't leave, though, because we just smoke in the bathroom like normal people.
Oh, God, no. Oh, yeah. No. No, we don't. No, we don't. If anybody from SPO is listening to this, we don't smoke in the bathroom.
We do.
But I know who does coke in the bathroom.
Didn't get caught. Who?
I can't say it. I'm not
okay.
Right. Okay. Oh, I love SPO. Fucking.
It's the best. Sports Page wishes it could be even a teenth of Sports
Page. I've never been to Sports Page.
We'll have to go one day.
No, I don't think we will, buddy.
You gotta try it. See, this is your problem. You always like, you don't want a story. You don't want to tell people, yeah, I've been to the page.
Yeah, because then they look at you and go, ugh.
No, they go, you're a fucking, you're a trooper. That's what it is.
No, they go, I'm so sorry.
They go, you're a veteran. I go, fuck, that's how you lost your leg in the war. The War of 82, Sportsman versus Sports Page. Anyways.
When was Sportsman's founded? I got to fucking look this
up. Fuck the gobbledygook. Get the fucking membership, okay? You get 50 cents off of any good beer, but also any shit beer. So you got Moose, you got Schooner. What else is domestic? Keith's. I don't know what else the fuck they got
the
there.
The Charlottetown Sportsman's Club was founded sometime in the 1980s when local businessmen moved their operation to the second floor of the 7577 University Avenue. This location had previously housed Frank's Pool Hall in the late 1960s
pool sharks.
And was known as the Charlottetown Billiard Club in 1971. That is fucking cool. I didn't know that.
Now it's a club.
Now it is the Sportsman's Club.
We put the club in Sportsman's Club. It's an honor to be joined by honorary members.
You know what? That's where good friends meet.
Yeah, it is where good friends drink. So, as I was saying, domestic. So what do we got? You got the Moose, you got the Schooner, you got the Keiths. What else do we got?
Coors. Do they have Coors there?
I think.
If you drink Coors, you're an idiot. It's only Banquet that fucking is acceptable.
Banquet's the best.
Alpine,
yeah. I wouldn't drink Schooner, but people do.
I can't fucking stand Schooner.
If you like rum and rums, go to Sportsman's.
Oh, my God. I'll tell you this. There was one time I asked for a double fucking Jack and Coke. There was no Coke in the motherfucker.
They were hooking you up.
Oh, fuck yeah, they were. Fucking, I'm telling you, man, Linda's the fucking best bartender out there. Also, she knows what I want.
Just from Sportsman's, I've had more porn stars inside of me than Ron Jeremy.
And he's talking about the shots, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, let me get there.
Well, what is that?
No, the shots were before the night. I was talking about after.
Okay.
No, but a lot of fucking porn stars went through me that night. It's like Blue Carousel, some other garbage. Something white women drink, but it's fucking good. It tastes like melted Jolly Ranchers. This is the Encyclopedia Ross moment here. He's going to look it up.
We're going to look it up. You'd think for a drunk, I'd know what's in it, right? I don't fucking do
when
shots.
When do you ask what they give you?
I don't. That's
they
true.
They just give you shit and you go, okay.
You know what I fucking hate? I hate it when you look
like that. I know.
Well, Christ, no, my mirror hates when I look like that. What I fucking hate is when you go to get a recipe or something, and they have this fucking article at the start.
Yeah.
Like, I want to read about Sharon's fucking gay little fucking, her fucking, her journey to the recipe and how it came to her in a dream. Like, tell me how to make my fucking bread and fuck off. Okay. 1/2 ounce blue carousel, 1/2 ounce fucking sourpuss raspberry liqueur.
Now, Spo does it. They do. Half the bottle, carousel, half the bottle, whatever the fuck else. Yeah. And that's why I love it.
Yeah. But you know what I love more than Sportsman's?
No, there's nothing.
Well, there is one thing.
What is it?
The old triangle.
Okay. Fair enough. I feel like...
We do this every fucking podcast.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't care either. I think it's great.
It's important. It's very pertinent to this operation.
You're goddamn right.
Fucking... To me, Sportsman's is home, but the triangle... is like...
Triangle's the shelter on the way home.
It's like the Drunkle's Den.
Well, you can't be that good.
Oh, yeah? I don't know the Triangle's.
Oh, good. Yeah?
Triangle's really good.
The Triangle's fucking great. I swear to God, man. It's gotten so bad that we'll walk in there and immediately there's a Guinness under the tap.
Yeah. Not only does the bartender know you by name, he knows you by drink.
That's fucking bad. That is fucking bad.
You can see him pulling out the coasters as soon as we walk in.
Oh, my God. And it's same, like, Norm, man. It's the same fucking seat every time. Same seat.
And those fucking Irish car bombs are calling me.
All right, what's in an Irish car bomb for the people who haven't listened to the last podcast?
Well, if they don't know, they can go fuck themselves.
Okay, fair enough.
They should just get one.
There you go. Go to the old triangle. If you're from fucking Charlottetown, PEI, go to the fucking old triangle. Ask the goddamn bartender, hey, I want a goddamn Irish car bomb. Drunkle and Chief fucking sent me. I want an Irish car bomb.
And he'll say, who?
the Guinness guys.
If you're not from PEI, do me a favor. If your parents are still alive, call them up or go walk to them. And let's be honest, if you're listening to this podcast, you can probably just walk up the stairs. You probably live with them. And go and talk to them. And I say, Mommy, Daddy, Why the fuck wasn't I born in PEI? Why are we living in this dump?
Yeah.
And they'll
New Brunswick.
And they'll say, you know what, son? You're fucking right. So go do that right now.
We're getting patriotic.
I just gave you the right answer, but
we're getting patriotic here, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
We are getting very patriotic.
We're getting hammered. Well, and you know,
early start. Let's do it.
Well, we like to call this segment fucking
Chief Keeps Brew of the Week.
Pop a top again. I've just got time for.
I've got time for one more round, and so do you. But today, it's not Chief Keeps Brew of the Week. It's Chief and Drunkle's Brew of the Week because we both picked something.
It's Chief and Chief and Drunkle's Pick of the Week.
Basically, we got three brews.
You did have another, but you fucking dropped it.
Yeah, before. We had four. I was carrying the fucking. It wasn't that good, but it was pretty good.
Well, I'm gonna have it, so
we'll
find out. I got the same one.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, I was taking shit out of the fucking car from the farmer's market when we left there. I dropped it, and it sprayed like a $10 hooker all over my driveway.
Yeah, everywhere.
And I shotgunned half it.
Well, no, your shirt shotgunned half.
No,
it.
No, the beard. The beard still's got a little bit of fucking brew in it. It's fucking great.
So we got. I'll start with mine. So the one he fucking dropped, like a fucking balloon head, was, let's see, it's Garrison Brewing, which I've had before. It's called, I'm going to shine the light on that. I can't read that shit. Oh, it says Wintervention.
Wintervention?
It's a chocolate imperial stout. It says it's a strong beer flavored with cocoa nibs and powder. And you might be thinking, Chief, why was I born? I can't answer that question.
Your mother and daddy fucked.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's why.
But I can tell you why this beer, so it's called Strong Beer. It's because it's 8.5%. Then I got another one, Propeller Brewing Company. It's called Flat White, and that's what they call me. At least they called me back in high school.
No, they called you retard.
Well, they call me Peg. They call me Tripod, honestly.
Yeah, Tri-Ball.
A golden ale with unexpected flavors of coffee and cocoa. With fresh cold brew, Java blend coffee, and decadent cocoa nibs. Holy fuck, this is all bullshit.
So it's a beer. Is it fucking like a...
It's a white stout, so that means that it's a stout that pays taxes.
Fair enough. Okay, oh my god. So the one I got, it's from Tire Shack Brewing Company's Candy Cane Stout. Vanilla and peppermint
flavor. It's all fucking stouts.
Hey man, listen. I will take a fucking stout over anything. Vanilla and peppermint flavored beer with lactose. Oh, so there's fucking milk in this. So, interesting.
There might be in this because it's.
Okay,
it's
here it is.
Cold brew Java blend.
5.5 alky, 473 milliliters. Season's greetings. Delicious notes of peppermint balanced with a hint of smooth chocolate. The perfect pairing for cozy nights and frosty mornings. Happy holidays. Ladies and gentlemen, if you at
that
home...
That drink will make your tits hard.
That fuck... Oh, if you're listening at home, crack open a beer, smoke a joint with us.
Yep.
Crack them open, boy. That was kind of pathetic, wasn't it? Oh. Here we go. I'll do mine now. I can't get my fucking fat fingers under it. Oh.
First sip. Tastes like a stout.
Tastes like a stout.
I am trying the Propeller one first.
Oh, okay.
Intervention I'll try later. Yeah. And by later, I mean like in 2 minutes when I finish this
one. You shotgun the motherfucker. Good, eh?
It tastes like a light stout.
Cool. All right. Peppermint fucking bullshit down there.
Do a little treatsies after.
That, ooh. That's interesting. That is very interesting.
It's not a raving review right now.
Yeah, it's I wouldn't go out of my way to buy it again. However, I will enjoy it now that I got it.
There you go. You want to do a little...
We will. We'll do a little trade poo here. All right. You're trying the fucking candy cane.
You drink
the
cold beer in the summer. Keeps you cool. You drink the cold beer in the winter. Keeps you warm.
Fucking right.
So, candy cane... Boldick. Let's see how it tastes. Damn. Tastes like a moose of sperm.
Oh, God.
No, it tastes like fuck if I know.
It tastes like a fucking stout. I don't taste peppermint in that motherfucker. That's a shame. I was kind of hoping for a minty beer.
I can kind of taste
the
candy cane.
Okay, I'm going to go for the flat white.
Yeah.
Ooh, that smells really good.
That's what I said.
That smells fucking, that smells almost fruity.
Well, you might like it more than me. I don't know. I mean, I'll like it. It just tastes like anything else.
Oh, my God.
You're a fan, eh?
That's really good. Shit, you want to switch?
Well, what?
It's fucking good. Oh, my God.
This is a fucking, this drink's lying. Like, it doesn't fucking taste like candy canes.
Not really. That's fucking good.
Well, fuck, what do you want to do? You want
are we switching it, or you
keep
it?
I'll keep it in if you want.
Oh, my God. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
It's good, but.
This is good. This flat white, I would give the flat white a very solid 8 out of 10.
Damn. I would give it a good fucking a 7.
Yeah,
I don't think it's as good. This candy cane, just because it fucking lied to me, I'll give it a 1 because I can't fucking taste anything. But as far as like a regular drink, it still gets you drunk. So
I give it a 6.
Yeah, I give it a 6 too.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
But you know what's better? Sitting down at Sportsman's and getting a drink.
And getting your 50 cents off Moosehead.
And your grandmother and your mother are serving you.
No, it's probably your grandmother. You go up to the bar and go, what are you going to have? Oh, you again. Oh, you're back, are you? Yeah, that's how you know you're at home.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. No, yeah, that's not bad. I will, I would go out of my way to buy that again.
Yeah,
that fucking propeller shit.
Yeah.
It's got Java. Like, what the fuck does that mean?
I don't know. That's fucking, that's what.
Oh, they, flavor the coffee. Yeah, that's what it
means.
That's
what Java, yeah.
Like I love coffee. I love drink. Tea. I love the.
Can we fucking have a mutiny? Can we stage a mutiny against everyone that shops at Starbucks?
Fuck Starbucks.
I don't want to start a war here, but
fuck
you
Starbucks.
Shop at Starbucks.
Fuck Starbucks.
You're probably too rich to listen to this podcast.
You're probably a fucking homo.
Oh, you got called out.
Uh oh. Beer's coming back.
A homo king.
Oh my king God. Homos. I don't know if I mentioned I went to Starbucks on the pod. I tried it for the first time there. I got pumpkin spice.
Oh, yes.
Faggy latte.
You also forgot to mention that you went to the BU bar a couple weeks ago.
No, I didn't. No, the fuck I did not.
I saw you there.
No, you didn't. You saw my alter ego.
You were dancing with some dude. You looked like the village people.
Oh, my God. Vito Spatafor is an ass muncher.
I think that was another friend of ours.
Vito? What the fuck? Hey, it's Sal. It's a joke.
It's a joke.
It's a joke. Anybody who watches The Sopranos will get that fucking joke. Anybody who doesn't, I'm not gay. Moving on from that.
You're gay if you want to be. Nowadays, you can just, if you feel gay, you're gay.
Yeah,
see, back
cares.
In the day, people had to like put on dresses and shit and makeup and say that's like they're gay. Look at Freddie Mercury. He had to grow up that fucking bitch and mustache. But now guys, they just come out the womb and they're like, I'm gay. It's like, well, hold on.
You got experience with that?
You
got
to wait. Exactly. How do you know you're gay yet? Maybe you're like, you know what? I don't like choking on penis. So, you know.
Oh, I think this episode is the one to get us canceled.
Well, people have to listen to it first.
That's fair. That is very
You have to
fair.
Get liberal white women to listen to it first. And that's not going to happen.
What?
Because I've scared them all away.
What are we smoking? I see you got the tobacco out. What are we smoking?
We were smoking liberal tears.
Okay.
No, we're smoking a black cherry.
Ooh, black
black
cherry
and white stout. Oh my God, Martin Luther King Jr. would love me.
This is what MLK died for.
Yeah,
is the black on white fucking harmony.
Harmony. That's not where I thought that was going.
Well,
black on white harmony.
Well, we're not drunk yet, so we're not.
It's like
racist.
An interracial couple. It's just, you know. What else do we need? Just need some black Afghan hash, and then we're all there.
Some blonde Lebanese hash. That's one thing I miss. I miss smoking dope.
You do, dude.
I fucking miss smoking dope. I miss smoking hash. I like smoking hash.
This drink kind of tastes like...
Shit.
It tastes like if someone sucked on a candy cane for 5 seconds and then like had a bit of bile thrown.
Oh! Oh, my God.
It's getting worse.
It tastes like the bottom of Santa's fucking, what do you call them, a spittoon.
What the fuck is that?
It's when you fucking, I think it's called a spittoon. It's when you fucking, like, you get the dip in, and you
Oh, that's the salty spittoon.
Whatever. How tough are you? I think that's what it's called, a spittoon, yeah. Instead of fucking tobacco, it's candy canes. Santa's just in the fucking spittoon. That you're drinking that. Speaking of Santa, Christmas.
What if it was, instead of the salty spittoon, it was the saggy spittoon?
Okay.
And it's how low your balls are.
That's, I was going to say, that's where your mother works. Anyway, Christmas is around the corner if you haven't noticed the new intro.
Yeah.
What are we thinking? Are we going to place our bets right now if it's going to be a white Christmas or not?
Well, I mean, no matter what I pick, it's going to be the opposite.
That's true. That's true. It's not that, it's that Jewish luck.
It's that McEwen luck is what it
well,
is.
Well, that too.
Jewish luck is, I say, well, you know, my house might burn down later, and then it does.
But you don't get the insurance money.
That's the McEwen luck in there. No. I say, oh, you know, it's the middle of summer, but I think we might have a tsunami coming through PEI, and
oh,
then it happens.
It's the middle of summer, but I think we're going to have a devastating blizzard.
Oh, I know it's the winter. I think we're going to have a drought. And everyone starves.
Oh, my God. I can't tell if somebody just got shot outside or what was that?
It's too quiet for that.
Okay, never mind.
You'd be hearing some chains and stuff going off. Fucking chainsaw was last time.
Fuck.
Whatever.
Yeah, no, Christmas. We're doing Secret Santa again this year between us and the boys.
Yep.
Now, have you gotten any of your shit yet?
You want to give him a rundown real quick?
Okay, so...
We did this last podcast.
Well, I know. But what we do for Secret Santa, there's four of us. They'll be on the podcast soon enough. Pick a name out of a hat. And, you know, obviously, you can't fucking pick yourself. So you pick somebody opposite of you, whatever. And we do gag gifts. So we're not going to get somebody like, oh my God, like you got me a new pair of shoes. You're the best. No, we got you like a fucking 8-inch fucking Willy the Whale dildo. That has, like, fuck my ass tattooed on it. You know what I mean? It's fucking funny shit.
With a vibrating rechargeable battery.
Okay. It's going to vibrate the ink right off it. But, yeah.
Vibrate the wrinkles out of your ass.
Oh, my God. I fucking forgot what I was saying.
Okay, so you get people gifts, and you got to make them laugh. And if you don't make them laugh, whoever doesn't make anyone laugh, we get to beat the shit out of them for 20 minutes.
Well, that, yeah.
We didn't do that last time, but we were supposed to.
I forget what was the punishment last time.
It was a pie to the face, but we never fucking
right, the fucking
so
Mo Howard.
What I'm
pie
saying
to face.
Is that's still there. That hasn't
that's
gone away.
True.
Therefore,
true.
We know who lost, and he's going to get a pie in the face.
Well, yeah. Either that or we're going to make him go to fucking Sportsman and start. Yeah, can I get a pina colada with a little umbrella in it? Just embarrass the fuck out of him.
Oh, fuck.
Either way, I've already got all my shit. I'm still fucking buying shit. See, this is the beauty of buying all your shit early. Like, you buy all the things you have a fucking idea for, and then something down along the way, you go, I like that.
I buy it. See,
there's no money limit this year.
I haven't gotten anything, but I've been scouting. Like, I have an idea. So, I have, like, a general idea. I think it's kind of what you were telling me where you think of something and you're like, fuck, yeah, like, that's it. Or you could go, like, I'm thinking of something, it doesn't work. And then you like see something, you're like, that's even better than
that
what
fucking,
I was thinking.
That fucking brew is good.
So,
I like that shit.
I have a couple things, but I just keep adding.
Yeah, and I should mention, like, nobody knows who anybody got.
Yeah, that's
so it's all Secret Santa, obviously. But yeah, like, mandatory is a joke gift and a bottle of liquor or a case of beer.
Yeah.
But yeah, what do you want for a case of beer?
Or a bottle of liquor? I was going to get the banquets.
Coors Banquets. I'm a fucking Guinness man myself, so two 8-packs of Guinness would do me nice.
You and the Guineas, man.
I fucking
You've
love
watching
Guinness.
Watching too much Goodfellas.
I love Guinness, man. Skinny guinea wop. No, I love
get
Guinness.
Get that fucking wop.
You get that wop. Get that Alpine. Yeah, no.
Yeah, take that Alpine.
And shove it up your fucking hole. I love Christmas. Christmas is my shit. From like the middle of October to like fucking December 31st.
It's fucking overrated.
I don't think so. I think this is the best time of the year. Everything else can suck my fucking hole.
But like, as far as like a holiday, it might as well just be like, buy a bunch of useless shit you'll never see again.
Yeah, but that's why you don't buy useless shit.
Yeah, but these fucking rubes go around and they're buying like the fucking inflatable fucking Christmas decorations and shit.
Fuck.
I'm like, it's not Halloween, man. Like,
this is okay. We're gonna get into this. I fucking hate inflatable Christmas decorations.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're fucking tacky. I think they're stupid looking, and I think they
That's
fucking
what
suck.
A good nail gun would do well with that.
Fucking right, they would. like, I don't get, well, no, not really, because they're not, like, you don't blow them up and leave them out there.
Speaking of that, I was at Canadian Tire, and I saw they had a massive fucking thing. It was like, you know, like Mary and Joseph in the barn.
Oh, yeah.
And there was like an angel above, and then it's like she's holding baby Jesus. I'm thinking, how did that bitch get pregnant without having sex? I think she cheated on the guy.
Obviously.
So what happened there?
Mary fucked a black dude, and Jesus popped out.
Yeah, Jesus is black. Stay black.
Well, Jesus ain't white.
No, he's not.
Jesus was a Jew.
He was a carpenter.
Jesus was a Yid.
Yeah, that's why he loved the nails.
Okay. Okay, this is okay.
What?
Any of our religious viewers, I don't apologize.
Fuck, if you're religious.
Fuck, if you're religious.
You got bigger fish to fry.
Back to the Christmas thing. Like, was it like an inflatable motherfucker? Or was it
No,
just like
it was like a
scene?
I don't know.
Was
it something you could punch and it wouldn't break? Let's put it that
wooden.
Way. Yeah, well,
or
I think so. I didn't touch it, believe it or not. But, yeah, no, it wasn't.
If you fucking touch that, you'd burst into flames.
That's why I don't go to church. No, I don't go to church because I don't want to get molested.
That's true. Thanks, Morris Pratt. Allegedly.
Well, there's another diddler we got to talk about.
So, yeah, okay. Hold on.
Oh, we're going to talk about that now?
There's another diddler. Yeah, fuck
there's
Christmas.
There's another one. They hit the second diddler.
They 17 minutes apart. Okay, so this is a segment we like to call...
Who's your father? The friggin' East Coast Update.
The friggin' East Coast Update, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be the one to fucking say it. I'll be the one to get sued. Zachary McNeil, 4 years in jail for being a fucking pedophile. We called it.
We've known that forever.
We called it.
I don't know how you can be a pedophile when you're like 14. But like, if you're like a 14-year-old going after like a 6-year-old, I'm not saying he did that.
What?
I'm not saying he did that, but I'm saying that's the level. Like,
okay, no, but let's just explain what happened here first. So,
well,
buddy,
there's
was
a video.
Buddy, okay, there's a video.
I don't know if you have it.
There's a video. Oh, I fucking have it, and it's gonna go in the promo. Like,
okay, good.
We're gonna show it right now, and that'll be on Instagram, obviously. Instagram.com/drunklesden. You can find our fucking podcast and all of our shorts there. However, this guy was fucking
talking to a 14-year-old girl.
This guy was 20 fucking 2, turning 23.
He turned 23 in jail.
Picking up a 14-year-old. Are you fucking kidding me?
Okay, so
what the fuck?
He was perving on the underager on Snapchatter and on the Instagrams and the Facebookers. No, probably just Snapchat, but he knew how old she was, and he lied about that when they interrogated him. He said he didn't know. Of course, he fucking did.
No.
He admitted it. You'll see the video. He admitted it. If you're from here, you've definitely seen it.
Oh, yeah. If you're in our age group,
If you're in our age group, you're safe. Your asshole will be intact because he will not be fucking it. He won't be fucking anymore. He will probably be getting his butt fucked
in
prison.
I fucking hope so.
Yeah.
A
little Spanish love going right at him.
Oh, God.
But what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So he was talking to this chick on Snapchat, and he went to a hotel. I guess she snuck out of her parents' house.
Oh my god!
To go meet this fucking retard.
That too, and it also said in the article that he picked her up from the school.
Oh fuck!
So if you don't know how fucking young this chick is, and you go to pick her up at fucking school, you're either somebody's lying or somebody's fucking retarded.
You think he made her pay for gas money?
I fucking hope so.
At least she didn't have to pay for an Uber.
At least she didn't have to pay for the
fucking
ride.
There's worse things. There's
worse
things. She could have taken the bus there.
Oh, my
God. Okay, I would not want to take the bus there.
Spend a whole fucking $250 just to go and get fucked by a pedophile.
Get murdered on the bus.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you get stabbed in the neck by some black dude.
How can this day get any worse? And then Black Mac's waiting for you.
Oh, my days. Jesus Christ.
He's making us all fucking... Making us all look bad. Although we've known this forever.
I know.
Everybody's
but
known
what
this.
Pisses me off is when this fucking like this article comes out and everybody, oh my god, he did this to me. Oh my god, he did that to me. Like, oh my god, like we've known forever. So why didn't you fucking speak up?
He looked at me 12 years ago, but I didn't want to say anything at that point.
Right, like come on.
It's like, well, I think you just want to fucking be the center of attention a bit.
Kinda. Well, that too. But, you know, there is something called the fuck a block
button. There are people,
button.
Of course, that did something did happen. They don't want to talk to them. I'm talking more about the people that are like...
The attention whores.
Yeah, I mean, I've known this forever. It's like, we knew, but we didn't...
High school.
We didn't really know. Like, we had a suspicion, but like we never knew for sure 100%.
Was he a saint in high school?
Yeah.
Was he?
I think so.
Anybody went to
he just had that. He just had that rapey vibe to him, but we didn't, like, we couldn't prove
no,
it.
He was a pedophile, not a rapist. There's a difference between rape and statutory rape.
That's
Get
true.
It right.
See, that's where, James Doyle, because James Doyle...
Allegedly.
No, he got arrested for trying to kiss a girl.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, he tried to kiss a girl in a car. She rejected him.
No way.
So
he can't even get past second base in the church.
You can't even fucking do that.
Oh no!
Like, if you're getting rejected by a 14-year-old girl or however old she is, like, man, that's fucking pathetic.
What do you deserve to get your ass kicked? All you have to do
is like give her a fucking fidget spinner. Or
what are we in 2016?
I don't fucking know. What are kids like these days?
6'7".
Hopefully not Zach Mack.
God, no, he likes them.
No, he likes them.
He likes them. Fuck.
The kids like free money.
You know what? 4 years in jail is not enough for these fucking people.
Fuck no.
They should fucking go to jail and death by 1,000 cuts.
Yeah.
You can kill somebody, sure. I think this is fucking worse of a crime.
Well,
it's got to be worse.
Fucking ruined somebody's life.
Oh, my God.
And he's ugly.
Okay.
What fucking is?
He looks like a 40-year-old.
Does he
lesbian.
Look like a pedophile? Do you think he fits the type of a pedophile?
Do I think he looks like it? No.
Does he look like Morris Pratt?
Fuck no. He's got to be like 200 more.
He would be a great pastor when he's older.
Oh fuck, would he ever?
Yeah. Let me just read this real quick to vindicate myself. Repeat sex offender in PEI who breached 4 quarters sentenced to 10 months in jail. This was December 3rd. Oh, okay. I got to pay for the article. So that means I'm not going to read it.
Is that on CBC?
No, this was PNI, Atlantic News. But it's James Patrick Doyle, 22.
Oh, my God.
So he
was charged.
4 court orders he breached. He's
okay,
a repeat
so he
sex.
Can't
he's a repeat. Oh, also, Zachary Macri, you stupid fuck. I don't know where I was going with that. But he's 20 years on the sex offender registry.
Did he really? No way.
So, that's,
oh my
that's going to be on there for 20 years.
Good.
So that means if you're ever bored, if you get drunk or stoned to the gills one day, you can just look up the sex offender registry and see all the pedophiles.
No, you can't. You can't.
Oh, no?
No, because I've tried that.
Okay.
You can't see. I don't know if you can see names, but you definitely cannot see location.
That's fucking retarded. Well,
that is retarded. I would love to know if there's a fucking a kitty diddler living next
exactly.
to me in my family. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure, it might be Polyev that he wants to get that changed.
Right.
And he wants people to fucking see that there's diddlers living next to
me. He should have got 14 years.
He fucking should have. 4 years is not enough. 4 fucking years is not enough.
He should have got his pecker cut off and replaced with a vagina.
No, he should have just got his pecker fucking cut off and let bleed out.
Well, yeah. No, because then he'd just
that's
be dead.
That's too easy.
You gotta,
yeah, that's,
like,
that's
yeah.
too easy. You got to live with it.
Exactly.
Hey, Zach Mack, I hope that orange jumpsuit treats you well in hell, buddy. Fuck you. Fuck you sideways.
Who else is in jail? You know what, actually? I said he would have been a great pastor. He would have been an amazing teacher. He would have been
no, an amazing substitute.
He would have been an amazing substitute,
Matthew
like Zachary Craswell. Yeah,
oh
he
my
would
God.
Have been the best. Like that fucking guy, the fucking like what? He comes straight off the fucking boat from Nigeria, 3 weeks on the job, and he's already fucking touching the underagers. So
what's his name? Mabda. Mabda.
Right, fuck if I know something. Something like that. Fuck if I know. I don't know. I think his name's Roger.
Roger Mabda.
Like,
yeah, that guy.
Yeah. So, but it's like. Fucking 3 weeks, man. And, like, you look at all these teachers, like, I do not want to teach us. My student looks so good. I don't get it, man.
I just want to fuck.
come to over here.
Another thing.
We're going to play musical chairs.
Oh.
Except I'm one of the chairs.
Oh, AA. And we're not talking about alcohol.
When's his time coming up?
I thought it already did.
No, he's this thing we call black.
Okay,
No, I'm saying He pulled that out.
Oh, he pulled the race card?
Yeah, he did.
Anybody who went to a certain a junior high school located in Sherwood will know exactly who we're talking about. Whether it's fucking 10 years older than
Alcoholics
us or...
Anonymous.
Alcoholics Angels. Anyway, I will say this too. Fucking a source from the public schools branch that will remain anonymous has told me that the public school branch has fallen apart.
We've known that. That's another thing we've known.
No. But like the thing
it's getting worse.
The thing is, the public schools branch is literally their contingency plan. If I can't find a substitute for this class, then we got to call the parents and tell the kids you're going home because we can't find a teacher.
Why didn't that happen when we were there?
That's so fucked. That's, I've never heard of that.
We got a fucking gelatinous blob as a fucking retired teacher.
Dude, we would teach ourselves some days.
Yeah, and that meaning nothing.
Yeah, obviously. But I like
God forbid we got a fucking... God forbid it was like a teacher that just couldn't speak English, like didn't know anything.
Oh my
like,
God.
Couldn't fucking... Like, you know, like I was saying, I think I said this before, it's like, you know, I was a fucking French asshole, so...
You were a fucking frog, you loser.
It was impossible to find French substitutes, especially, so you'd get English substitutes.
Fuck.
But then I'd go to math class and be the same fucking idiot. And I'm like, okay, you can't speak French, and you definitely don't have a math degree, so it's just like reading a piece of paper that... I was like, I'll do that fucking job. You don't even need a BED. I'm like, I'll do the fucking job, man.
Well, I'll tell you this. In
and they get paid like shit.
Well, pre-COVID, like, I had biology, and, like, everybody said, oh, bio's fucking best. It's fucking easy. They were wrong. They were liars.
Nobody said that. There's no way.
I swear to God. But I'm telling you, fucking, if COVID didn't happen, I would have failed bio.
I would have failed pretty much every class.
Oh, fuck, yeah. I would still be fucking doing grade fucking 15. But, like, the bio teacher I had in fucking 2019... did not teach.
No.
There was no teaching. It was, hey, copy these notes. They're going to be on the test.
Yeah.
What happened? Teachers are supposed to fucking teach, not say, hey, look at my fucking slideshow. I'm too lazy to teach. Hey, instead of handing them a freaking packet, yo, why don't you get up there and teach them?
Instead of being on your period, go to the kitchen.
Okay.
That's what you said. I don't know why you said that.
I didn't say that. I said, instead of handing them a freaking packet, yo.
Oh, that's...
Get up and teach them.
I didn't hear that.
Get up and teach them.
But
it's true. Like, you can fucking say that. Like, for kids nowadays, like, apparently, too, another source that will remain anonymous.
This is the misinformation podcast.
No. This is very accurate information.
All right.
Like I said, anonymity. Whatever the fuck. We were the last good generation that passed through those schools.
Well, like, I wouldn't go that far.
I would.
It depends on your definition of good.
Well, the work that we used to do, apparently the kids can't do it.
That's true.
The kids can't fucking do it. The kids can't write a paragraph.
There's a difference. There's
retards
there's
and not.
No. There's the us. Fuck those kids. And then there's the Zach Mack. Fuck those kids. Yeah. Fuck those kids.
Us. Fuck those kids and him. Fuck.
They go. Yeah. Me too. You know, nobody. You're in jail.
If you're listening to this from fucking Dorchester, fuck you.
Take your kid to work day. You're going to the fucking penitentiary.
Oh my God. Take your little retard to fucking jail day.
Hey son, you ever have a shiv up your ass? Not fun.
Oh, I hope so.
Leaking blood out of his arse.
Oh my, piss ass.
Blood ass.
Knocked a hemi.
Oh, fuck.
Roy
McNeil.
Oh, my God. No, I've been waiting for that for a very long time, for him to get fucking charged.
There's more coming.
Well, it, oh, yeah. Because it came out, like, what? Like, this time last year?
Yeah.
No. That video?
No. This was, like, April.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, in April, I guess.
But
so, yeah,
the
yeah.
cops have known since, like, January or February or March. It's more like the first 3 months.
Best part was, though, that video that
was on the
that
other,
you fucks you know. Just saw, we'll play another clip now. The video that you fucking saw, Buddy took his fucking phone, they took Zach Mack's phone, and they started the fucking live on Facebook on his fucking phone. How fucking dumb do you have to be? And even to admit it on live.
Well, admit it and make it worse, because, you know, how old are you? Turning 23. I'm not 22. I'm turning 23. How old is she? Well, let's just put it this way. She hasn't gotten her period yet.
Okay. Okay.
That's how far he's going.
Oh my God. No, literally. Hey, literally quote from Zach Mack. How old are you? Turning 23. How old is she? Fucking 14.
Hey, when it came Christmas time's coming up, and he had to get her a gift, so it kind of saved him. He didn't have to buy her bra. Well, he wouldn't have to anyways.
Okay, this is getting a little too fucked.
But now he doesn't have to get her a gift.
Well, the only gift he's getting is Jamal up his ass in jail.
Fuck.
And I hope so. I fucking hope so. Tables have turned, buddy.
He's gonna have to get potty trained all over again.
Oh my God. So much blowing your O-ring out. Holy fuck. Yeah. It's not an O-ring, it's an O-ring.
It's your Zach Mack ring.
I got no fucking time for that shit.
No, he'll be fine.
What happened? I hope
he'll
not.
He'll be fine.
What happened to fucking finding these people and beating them with hammers?
Fucking woke.
I guess, yeah.
No,
okay.
I was making a joke. But
thanks, Obama.
I don't know. I think people are just very selfish. They don't care about themselves.
Yeah.
So if it doesn't affect them personally, they don't really care.
Yeah, like, they'll see something happen and go, oh, my God. What I hate is the people that fucking see, I don't know, fucking, we'll say fucking Zach the Pedophile Mac. They see that and they go, oh, my God, that's so bad, but it makes me feel like this, and I'm fucking
How dare he statutorily rape those kids? Because it makes me feel like a shitty person.
Fuck that.
Because
that
I had to read that article. Like, that's fucking ridiculous.
I had to experience trauma from reading that. I went to school with him. Fuck off.
Yeah, seriously.
Fuck off.
Well, the other thing, not only did, like, that get exposed, but, like, also, like, chats between him and, like many of his girls that he had.
They got leaked.
Yeah. And
we're not going to read them or show them, but oh, fuck.
Oh, I will probably paraphrase.
Oh, my God.
No, they were fucking bad.
Listen, I'm a connoisseur of cringe, okay?
Yeah.
I fucking love cringe. I love cringe culture. I love it in a way that it makes me want to tear my fucking skin off, roll around on a dirty carpet and put it back on just so it's loose fitting enough to bother me for the rest of my life and just enough so I can feel every little fiber and hair under my fucking skin just to bother me. Nice. I hate cringe, but I love it. This shit, I couldn't read it. Could not read the whole article.
Oh, it's awful, but it's funny.
It's fucking hilarious, but it's like, ew.
See, that's kind of the point of this is, it's an awful thing, but you can make fun of it. you can make jokes about it because it's going to make it, you know, instead of just sitting around going, you know, fucking everything's awful in the world, you know, you can make, and I'm not saying make light, I'm saying make fun. There's a difference.
That is true.
We're not making light of the situation.
That is true.
Making fun of it. We're making fun of him. We're making fun of all this shit. We're making fun of every fucking pedophile. We're making fun of
And mind you, we denounce this shit, obviously.
Yeah.
We've been talking about it for a while. I'm just going to put it out there. Fuck these people.
Yeah.
I hate diddlers.
He wouldn't fuck us.
You're expired.
I'm right. Overripe.
Oh, God.
I'm like a mushy banana to him. I'm like an apple that's just been sitting in the back of the fridge for months.
Fermented.
Yeah, and he's just like, you know what? He's like, I can see the chest hair growing. He's like, that's disgusting.
God.
I can see.
Okay.
I can see the hair growing.
Okay. Let's maybe not go that far.
Well, how fucking far do you want to go?
Shit, he went pretty far.
Fuck, six knuckles deep. We gotta go. You know, we gotta go a little far. Okay, fine. Where else do we want to go from here?
Well, part of the East Coast update. We've been on this for a while, but we got on Frankie McDonald's Live.
Yeah, we did.
We got on Frankie McDonald's Live. And I'll post that clip here. But we were asking the burning questions. Obviously, Frankie, who's your favorite porn star? And obviously, we got a response. I got a lot of them.
He's got a lot.
I got a lot of
A man of
culture.
Man of taste. Yeah, man of culture. He's got.
He knows what he likes.
A lot of different. We didn't ask him the specific genres. That's the problem.
Well, we got fucking.
It's like maybe.
There's like two other retards in the chat like, going fucking.
It's like maybe. Maybe Robert De Niro is your favorite actor in like crime, but like maybe you have different actors or different favorite actors in different genres. So maybe he has a favorite actor in the BBW category. Maybe he has a favorite actor in the fisting category.
Okay,
and
Jesus that escalated quick.
In the pissing category.
Okay,
you never know. I don't want to know, but you never know.
Oh no, I want to know.
I like pissing. I like being pissed on.
I like rolling around the big pisser, rolling around the sand and the pisser.
So, yeah, we did.
We did. We got on there. But, of course, there's fucking little fucking jagoffs that had to fucking ruin it for us.
Yeah, well, you know. You can't piss off Frankie. Unless you're like...
That's fucking true.
Unless you, like, you know, you go on a date with him, which would never happen. But, if, you know, hypothetically, if you went on a date with him and you showed up skinny.
Oh, he'd hate that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You better leave.
Oh, you'd be floating around in the
water, not
rolling.
He'd use that retard strength on you. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's like a fucking hippo rolling
in the
mud.
He would pick up a car and throw it at you.
He'd bite the door off and fucking throw it at you. Oh, man.
Flossing with a mattress.
Like we said in the last pod, fucking, he is our locale. We've seen every fucking piece of media he's fucking been on. And he's been on, like, you think our podcast is fucking bad.
It is.
He's been on one, the In Hot Water podcast, and they're fucking like... They're like, hey, Frankie, who did 9/11? Did the Jews do 9/11, Frankie? Yeah, they fucking did 9/11. They fucking did 9/11. If I can find that clip, I'll put it in. But it's so bad. Like Frankie, how many Jews died in the Holocaust? None. You know what I mean?
I personally think it was the planes that did 9/11.
I don't care. Muslims did 9/11. Now they got one running New York.
Oh. Fuck that place.
Fuck that place. But yeah, Frankie MacDonald.
New York, concrete jungle where Muslims run free.
Oh my God. Yeah, Frankie MacDonald, ladies and gentlemen. We need to get him on the podcast. Did you really go from the fucking pipe to a cigar?
It won't light.
Jesus Christ.
Listen, this is a fucking Time is Money podcast.
That is true. Time, we're not making any money because we have no sponsors.
But we will get one. I'm going to hit up every fucking everybody.
Every beer company.
Every beer company. Every dick pill company. Every underwear company. Everything.
Every dick pill company.
Yeah, I'm hitting up Cialis. I'm hitting up Viagra,
no.
Blue Chew, everything.
Oh, no. Hitting up the fucking shingles fucking medication.
Oh, fuck yeah. Do you know how many fucking MILFs we could get? You say, hey, come over. We got some shingles medication for you.
Oh, my God.
Fuck the roof right off you.
Oh. Oh.
You ever got shingle burn? It fucking sucks.
What the fuck is shingle burn?
Shingle burn is when you're like you're on a roof or something. You fall. You scrape
like
your
you
fucking
could
knee.
Fucking climb on a roof, you fat bastard.
It's easy enough. You fucking fall and you scrape your fucking leg or whatever, your hand on the shingles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've done
not
that.
Fun.
It's not fun. I used to work fucking construction and shit. Like, and we used to do odd jobs and all that bullshit. We cleaned this fucking gutter in this, it was downtown somewhere. It was like the third premier of Prince Edward Island's house. Mm. It's an old fucking place.
Right.
This roof was at least 20 feet up. And we're on ladders fucking scooping out this cocksucker's fucking... Anyway, moral of my story is, I slid down this fucking roof. I didn't fall off it, but I slid down and I caught myself. But like... Scariest moment of my life. Scariest moment of my life.
I thought the scariest moment of your life is when someone was walking by and you thought they were going to steal your wallet.
No, that's every day.
Well, then it's the scariest moment of your life, though.
No, fuck no. No, no. Scariest moment of my life is that, yeah, you got the job. Oh, no. Why? Why me? do you know what a job is?
No.
Okay, good. Unemployed, ladies and gentlemen. Unemployed. That's why he's making no money off this podcast.
That's that 5% immigrant in me.
What, the Irish?
Yeah, not getting a job.
Oh, God. Yeah, I need reparations. Every time I get hungry, I think of the potato famine.
Yeah. My nose needs reparations from the stench.
Okay. Oh, my God. Stench. Stenchy Stench. Where do we go from there?
I don't know. Who has the funniest accent?
We did this last time. Oh, my God.
Well.
Oh, my God.
That, we're running on empty. Dead air. Dead air. Oh, fuck.
Dead air. Fucking Carrie Wynn McLeod.
Who else is a pedo- Who else has become a pedophile?
James Doyle.
James Doyle. How you doing, buddy? James You're Doyle. Fucking pedo.
James Doyle.
You'd probably finger my bomb if I told you I was 14, wouldn't you?
No, you know, he'd try to kiss you and go to jail.
Oh, fuck. couldn't even finger my bomb.
You know what? The best, there's an account on Instagram that houses all these fucking clips of James Doyle. And there's one of him singing Fuck a Barbie Girl. And then it just cuts to him, like, bloody and beaten.
Well, good. We should preface with, before that, he posted a video talking. He goes, if you want to run your mouth off, boys. He goes, Queen Elizabeth Hospital is only 5-minute walk away. He goes, come here. Come in my face. come fucking fight. You know, fucking hospital's only 5 minutes away. And then it goes to that, where it's him singing Barbie Girl.
He got his fucking ass bleeding. Beaten.
He's just like, he does like a shitting grin smile. And just blood leaks out. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeehaw.
Yeah.
Fuck. Oh, I love seeing fucking creeps beat up.
Oh, it's amazing.
I love it. Fuck, I love it. It's, there's nothing more satisfying.
No, there really isn't. Well.
Beer.
Yeah.
Beer. Hey, you gotta chug that beer. You gotta open the next one.
I wish beer, like, what if beer gave me an orgasm? What if beer was like sex?
Beergasm. Yeah. That's when you drink too much, fall down. You wake up.
See, like, ladies and gentlemen, you see the beer can? You can't see it, but you can hear the beer can. You hear how it's not bitching? It's not saying, well, I'm not making you a sandwich. It's not saying, I'm on my period. It's not saying I'm too tired. No. The only problem I have with it is it's fucking empty.
Well.
And that means.
I guess we're going to the second.
That I'm going on Pogie.
The second segment of.
Chief Keeps Brew of the Week.
Pop a top again. I've just got time for.
So that's the second segment of Chief Keeps Brew of the Week. Which one is this now?
This is the Wintervention. This is something I need after this drink. Chocolate Imperial Stout. It is 8.5%.
And that's the one
I
dropped.
And if you drink it, you eat pussy. You get to eat pussy, at least. You'll be seeing
anybody
pink apples.
Anybody tell you're a fucking pig?
It's really being a creep.
Well, that's true.
I only go for legal pussy. I want to put that out on the record.
No, Chief you go
Keefe,
for dick.
Chief Keefe is a fan of legal dick. Chief Keefe loves legal dick and pussy.
Okay.
Chief
Keefe right,
is a big
right.
fan
right.
of over 18 dick
Okay.
And
Just drink the fucking beer. Just drink the fucking beer.
Well, I didn't hear you say it, so it's up in the water for you. I don't know.
Eh.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. Okay. I'm kidding. That'll get taken out of context. I had to go all over you. Well, there it goes. The beer went all over him. Oh, shit. All over the white. All over the white
Someone
shirt.
Out there hates. I think James Doyle has spilt this all over. I spilt half the fucking drink on my
fucking
stomach.
All over the white shirt. Oh, man.
I'm a fucking idiot. Drink's pretty good, though.
Is it?
Yep.
Good. Very good.
Something Zachary Macri cannot enjoy in prison.
No. You know what he enjoys? Rape. He's gonna
Well,
get
he did enjoy
fucked.
It, but now
he's
he can't.
He's going to get bum-fucked.
Yeah. He's going to get it on the receiving end.
Good. Fuck him. Fuck. So yeah, the beer, the brew is good.
Well, it's my shirt liked it. It's that good. My shirt wanted some. Oh fuck.
Oh shit.
How the fuck am I gonna afford dry cleaning?
You fucking don't. You don't work. The only dry
That's
cleaning.
My point.
The only dry cleaning you can afford is hanging your clothes on a
fucking
clothesline.
I've been wearing the
fucking
same shirt for 5 weeks.
If you can't notice, Julian. I don't have any fucking money. I got holes in my shirt. My fucking shirt's burned.
Do you know how fucking hard it is to sell your body these days? All these fucking women online selling their body. And how come, like, okay, it's 99%.
You are a creep.
99%.
It's getting weird.
99% of women, like, or sorry, I shouldn't say 99%. 99% of, like, the sex work and the OF is all women. But as soon as I get on there, flexing my ass... Well, now it's all of a sudden it isn't cool anymore. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Like, where's the representation? We talk about double standards. You know, women, they're like, you know, we need to get more women in these jobs. Well, nobody's like, we need more dicks. You know?
No dicks.
Like, think about, like, movies. You get to see boobs and stuff. There's, like, free the dick is what I'm saying. You free the nips, free the dick. If we're going to be equal across the board, how come you can go on Instagram and you can show there's a woman and she's getting breastfed by a fucking baby?
What?
But there's no one in there just fucking going to town.
Drink the fucking beer.
I've fucking been trying.
Oh, you fuck. I'm still on this
fucking
job.
Chug that shit.
Huh?
Chug it.
I'm not chugging it. It's a fucking sipper, by. It's good.
So is that one.
I don't drink like I used to.
I don't give a fuck.
However, I will. Ooh, fuck, that beer's good. Well, do you know what else is fucking good?
Nothing.
The album.
Not this podcast.
The album that I fucking recommended to you. So we are going to call this one
Album of the Week.
Album of the Week.
My fucking shirt's so soaked. Wish that was a fucking dream. Somebody pinch me.
Album of the Week, ladies and gentlemen. Witchfinder General, if you could guess it from the last podcast, the WF. Fuck Megadeth.
That was part of the song.
For one.
That's the
I'm not playing that fucking song. Witchfinder General, you listen to the album, what'd you think?
It was okay. I don't know. Like, if you had asked me, if you had showed it to me and you'd asked me to review it a couple years ago, I'd have loved it probably. But
oh, really?
I just kind of get sick of this shit. Like, after a while, you hear the same bands. It's like, okay, all this shit just like... It's like, okay, you hear a band, and you're like, yeah, they're good. And then you hear another band that sounds like them. And you're like, yeah, they're good. Then you hear another band. You hear five more bands that sound the exact... It's like, okay.
Well, the reason...
I'm getting
the
sick
reason
of the exact
like,
same sound.
The reason I like these fuckers is it sounds... It's very early Sabbath-esque.
That's why I don't... It's the fucking... I just go listen early Sabbath.
Yeah, but I like this shit. It's very
the
good.
I remember the last track of the album... Is the vocals are getting bad.
Of this album?
Yeah. I think it was the last song that he's just like, it's really hamming it up.
And rip. Free Country was the best song. We're going to play a 30-second snippet of it for you now.
Feel the testosterone going through your body. You're a woman, I'm sorry, but you're going to be gone.
Yeah, they didn't hear a word you just said. Do you want to fucking do that over?
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay. Well, I was saying that you can feel the testosterone going through your body.
Yeah, so
and if you're a woman,
gentlemen, enjoy the new 8 inches added to your penis.
If you're a
woman,
woman,
enjoy the new penis.
Enjoy the manly beard.
Enjoy the new penis.
If you have a bush, you now have a bigger bush.
Okay.
Around your dick. Anyways. Okay. Their album covers are very interesting. I said there's two albums.
That is true.
Covers are very interesting. So basically, if you were a kid and you were growing up, you were hitting puberty, and it was early 1980s when these albums came out, and you got this album, you were jerking off every day, because all it is just tits. It's these guys dressed up like fucking idiots. Like the
Witchfinders.
They're dressed up like LARPers, and they're touching naked women.
Well I should say, what is a witchfinder? A witchfinder is fucking somebody back in the day who would accuse women of being witches, and they'd throw them in a lake, and they'd fucking kill them.
Those are the best.
But yeah, no, I quite like this album.
Yeah?
It's very good. They only have 30,000 monthly listeners.
They have two albums.
Yeah, their second album's kind of shit.
Oh, yeah. But the album has tits, so it makes up for it.
Yeah.
You just stare at them while you listen.
Yeah, no, it's fucking, I quite like this album. Out of 10, what would you give it?
Well, fuck, we barely even talked about the fucking album.
That is true. So.
Jesus Christ, man. Jumping the gun there.
Jumping the fucking gun. So there's fucking 7 tracks off the album.
Yep.
Free Country is the second track off the album. That's the biggest fucking one. Yeah, that's the one you just heard. Really fucking good. However, their title track, Witchfinder General.
It's a great song.
Really fucking good.
It's a great song.
Really fucking good.
I liked Burning a Sinner.
Yeah.
I like Death Penalty.
Death Penalty is really good. I like Invisible Hate, too.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
It's a well-rounded album.
It's a good album. It's just, like, I don't know. It's nothing like knocking the sock. Nothing to knock the socks off.
No, I wouldn't fucking, I wouldn't go out of my way to listen to it. However, if it came on, I wouldn't turn it off.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So out of 10, what would you give it?
Well, for what it is and the time, 6 or 7. Between there.
Oh, yeah?
Not sure.
Fuck, I'd give it an 8.5. Easy.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, man.
Well, if you know anything about me, I fucking love Sabbath.
Yep.
And Witchfinder General is basically a fucking Sabbath cover band.
Yeah.
It's fucking really good. But on the topic of music.
And Elvis is a black people cover band.
Okay. On the topic of music, Dave Mustaine and Megadeth.
Old fucking loser.
Oh, fuck. His new single in Megadeth is probably so the... Bad. You want to talk about coworker music.
Yeah.
That shit fucking sucks.
It's so fucking bad.
Fuck you, I won't do what you want to.
ChatGPT lyrics.
Oh, that's my God. Hello, my fellow kids. This guy's like in his 70s, and he thinks he's fucking 15 again.
Well, he's writing punk music. But
it's time to fucking hang up the hair, Dave.
Yeah, like it's the punk music for the fucking, like the guys like wearing the MAGA hats that, you know, like their son, like, I don't even know, like their son listens to like one girl singer and they're like, he's fucking gay.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even want him.
It's for these guys, it almost sounds like for these guys, you know, that
I have a salt and pepper beard. I wear sunglasses and a bald cap. I wear a t-shirt with an M4 and a fucking clear blue line on it.
You want to know?
I fucking drink Black Rifle coffee.
You want to know why I'm better than you? Because I go to a restaurant, pay $30 for a burger, no side. That's why they think they're better than
hipster
you.
Hipster fucking burger places.
Hipster, old hipster though. So it's like, you know, you're 75 wearing skinny jeans.
Ugh, man bun.
Like, you're going through menopause at that point.
Yeah, fucking, yeah, that, so Witchfinder General, ladies and gentlemen, I would recommend the album, go listen to it.
Speaking of music, Zach Mack, he's not a musician, but he did get put in prison.
That's great.
Just in case you forgot.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, Dave Mustaine is old.
He needs to fucking
Megadeth
hang
sucks.
Up the hat. No, you know, I like Megadeth.
No, I mean, like, it used to be one of my favorite bands, it's just, stop. Doing what you're doing.
That's like Guns N' Roses. Like, dude,
I've never fucking...
I hate Guns N' Roses, but I hate them more now because Axl Rose is just doing it for the money.
Like,
sounds like Mickey Mouse.
Well, the other thing is, like, I can't say I've ever actually met a fan of Guns N' Roses. I've met people that say they like Guns N' Roses, but then you're like, okay, what do you like? And they like Appetite for Destruction. They cannot name anything else.
Oh, fuck. Trust me. I know one guy who likes Guns N' Roses.
Fuck that.
Fuck, man.
That fucking guy can take a skirted egg and go somewhere else.
Yeah, no, I do not like Guns N' Roses. It's just slop.
Yeah, it is fucking slop. But you know what? It's old, so
that is true.
It's better than some other stuff.
That is true. Oh, fuck, dude. I've tried, like, I'm trying to fucking better myself and listening to more music.
Yeah.
I can't listen to music past 2010. I can't.
I can. It just has to be good music.
I can't. But there's none.
There is. It has specific. The problem
I like
me,
listening to Tyler the Creator, Frank.
The problem with me is like most of the stuff that I like the new stuff. It's from older bands that are still making music.
Okay, that's fair. That is fair.
Like brand new artists? No, not really. I mean, I do have my kind. Like some, but like most of it is like guys have been doing it for a bit. So
yeah.
You know, it's fucking...
Megadeth, hang it up.
Yeah. That's,
just stop.
Metallica, too.
Oh, dude. I like
Metallica, but my God.
I don't. See, I could care less for Metallica. Like, Ride the Lightning in their debut is the only shit I care about.
Master Puppets?
I don't care for Master Puppets.
Really?
You're going to fucking castrate me for that? I don't care for Master Puppets. The only song off of Master Puppet, I'll say two, that I like... is Orion and Battery.
Have you listened to the album?
Yeah, I have.
I don't believe it.
I've listened to it twice.
Because you'd like more than that.
Nah, I've listened to it like once, like as a fucking like a sit down and listen to it, and I listened to it once at work. It's just not my shit.
Well, I will say they were my favorite band when I was 12. Now, that sounds like a massive insult, and it kind of is. But they were my favorite band when I was younger, so.
Fair enough.
But then I was like, but that was like, then I like started listening, like, I have not listened to Saint Anger, and I refuse to, because I know it's going to be bad. Why the fuck would I want to listen to it? You know, like, I like listening to bad music sometimes. I like watching shitty movies, but... If it's fucking boring, that is not good. Like, if it's like bad because it's boring, that's the worst because there's nothing to make fun of.
How can metal music be boring, though? Like, that's my shit.
Fuck if I know. It's not even like coworker music. It's just like shitty. It sounds like someone brought a Home Depot bucket to a guitar center and just started fucking wailing. And the guitar is untuned. Like, it just sounds like shit. I don't know.
Well, you also have Lars Ulrich fucking...
Yeah, exactly.
...playing. No, fucking Lars can't drum. I don't care what anybody says. I'm, like, Metallica's not up there for me. I don't... I've listened to so much fucking metal music and shit that I know that there's better out there. But Metallica, I've listened to it so fucking many
You
gotta
times. Listen to some new stuff, though. You gotta get out there. I know. You were saying you're trying to better yourself. It's good to...
I'm trying. I'm fucking trying, but it's hard.
Keep an open mind.
It's fucking hard.
It is hard. Believe me. For me, too, like... Hashtag me, too, Harvey Weinstein. But,
Zachy Weinstein.
Hashtag Harvey McNeil. he's like, listen, if you want this candy cane, you just gotta blow me, that's all. Fuck if I know where I was going with this. Yeah, I'm lost. I give up. Move on to the next segment.
Music. What was I going to say? I was going to fucking say something after you
See, now
stopped.
We're all fucked up.
Fuck.
Fucking Zachy Weinstein.
Thanks, Zach.
Back at it.
Thank you, fuck. You fucking fuck.
Camel nose fuck.
Camel. Never mind. Camel toad fuck. Christmas music. That's where I was going to go. What's your favorite Christmas song?
I don't know.
Come on.
I don't really have one, to be honest.
Really?
I couldn't pick one, at least. Like it.
Blue Christmas, buddy.
No.
What?
I mean, I like it, but it's not my favorite.
Oh, man. Blue Christmas or God Rest You Merry Gentlemen. Okay, I'll ask you this.
Okay.
I'll tell you this.
You had the gay fingers going there for me.
Fuck you.
The gay hands.
I'll ask you this. Do you have a favorite Christmas album from a favorite artist?
I do, actually.
Which is?
You either believe it or you hate it. It's one of the two. Is the Dean Martin.
I was just going to fucking say the Dino. Yeah, I knew you would pick
that. It's amazing. I don't know. It's just amazing.
Mine is either fucking the Nat King Cole...
That's
or the Irish Rovers.
That's another good one.
That is probably my favorite.
Yeah.
Because I fucking love the Irish Rovers.
I love Irish music.
It's good. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It makes you dance.
It gives you you jiggy with it.
Yeah, exactly.
It makes you want to go fucking find that pot of gold.
Na, 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 na.
Oh, you want to talk about a fucking shitty song? What about fucking Will Smith's fucking
What about Will Smith's wife?
Yeah, G.I. Jane.
Yeah.
Ugh. Fuck. He's the biggest cuck in the music industry.
Do you think she has sex with other men while he watches?
Yes! Okay. Yes! Of course he does.
I know I'm going to act bizarre.
I pull the pen out the grenade, then I throw it. Who the fuck is writing this shit? Listen, stick to the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and fuck off, Will Smith. Nobody wants to hear your fucking ass anymore.
I don't want to hear his ass. I've never wanted to.
Fuck, man. I'm still not done with that beer. I gotta chug this bitch.
I do like Rappin' Rodney, though. I do like that.
What now?
That's gonna be your next album.
What?
I'll tell you after.
Okay.
It's gonna be your next one.
I don't even know what you said.
There you go.
Okay.
It's called a mystery. It's like when, you know... It's like when you're doing sleepover at the, at the church, and they say, okay, you go under the covers, I'm going to turn the lights off.
And then Zach Mack comes and diddles you.
Yeah.
Pastor Mack.
And you say, please save me. And you go, hello, and it's James Doyle.
Hello. Hello, it's James Doyle. Hello.
Hello. Hello? Open for business.
Okay. I think that's enough talking about pedophiles.
Well, fuck, man. That's all there is on this fucking island.
I know.
They're like, we are the cap. Like, we are the capital for drunk drivers and pedophiles. This island.
It's gotta be. It's like, so right? bad. It's fucked.
Like, what's the, I don't know what the statistic is, but it's like something like, if you're in a room, you know, like at least like four of them are pedophiles. Like a room of like 100 or 1,000, probably 1,000. Like four of them are pedophiles.
Oh, dude, in this fucking in this province, I'd say it's 50.
Yeah, and you are related to them.
I'm not related to any of them, thank fuck.
No, not yet. But just by statistical reasoning, you will be eventually.
Creepy dude 2288.
Oh, there's another one.
There's another one we forgot about.
That guy.
Mr. Long.
I knew. Yeah, I knew that
guy. We both knew that guy, too. Yeah. Yeah, we were both friends with him at one point.
That's fucking
not
great.
Not anymore.
No. Well, pen pals.
No. 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 No.
But here's the thing, though. What is it with the women that like criminals? You know, there's that the type of woman who, like,
oh, yeah,
they date, like, fucking serial beaters or, like, serial thieves or some shit.
Oh, but I can change them. No, no, you can't. No, no, you can't. After the third beating, you'd think, you know what? Maybe I'm not the problem.
Yeah. Well, you know, you already told her twice. We can't go.
What do you tell a woman with two black eyes?
What?
Nothing. You already told her twice. That's where that joke comes from.
Do you know three things a black man can't get?
Oh, God.
A black eye, a fat lip, and a job.
Oh, fuck.
Call me a black man because I don't have a job.
You did have a job, though. Where did you work?
Well, we're not going to say that, are
we? Oh, come on.
No, I'm not going to say that.
Come on.
No.
Fuck.
I plead the fifth.
Fuck. I'll get you drunk on here one day. You'll fucking spill it all. Oh,
fuck. You've been trying. What are you putting? You're putting alcohol in these drinks. I'm getting a little tipsy.
No. I'm Zach Mackin' them. Put a little bit of ether in the motherfucker.
Oh.
Cosby sauce.
Open up my butt. Yeah.
Well, no.
I have a virgin butt. So
okay.
Please do not. All
right.
Touch.
That's we're not going into that one. We're just going to stray away from that. Christmas time. I realize now that about an hour ago, we were talking about fucking Christmas. And now we were talking about it going into like Ukrainian
time. Before we talk about that, we have a New Year's resolution already, which is to be in the drunk tank. I don't know if you've been saying this. I've been saying this. I want to go to the drunk tank at least once.
And sometime in my life, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely, I'll try it out. However, not anytime soon.
Because I will literally sit there. I'll be back at the car prayer. Are you taking me to the drunk tank? Why would you want to go there? Because I told my friends I go.
Sir, you blow a 0.0.
Yeah.
Just take me there, snap my picture.
I would piss in the back of the cop car. That man, you take me to the drunk tank.
You're going to piss your shitty fucking drawers.
I would just really hope
car.
That I don't have to shit because I don't want to shit in front of everybody sitting in the hole of the cell. You don't want to be that one guy that's sitting there with his fucking, his elbows on his knees looking
elbows
around.
Up.
Yeah. Elbows. Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God. Fucking the Waffle Stomping Podcast sent me a reel. Oh,
well, you were on that. What? You know what episode? You want to plug that shit?
Hold on. I'll fucking find it.
I'm basically on it. He talks about me for 100% because he's, you know, in love with me. But
fuck you. Fuck you. Son of a bitch. Oh, that's great. Look, November 20th, the Waffle Stomping Podcast. They're,
Holy shit. What's the anniversary on that?
I'm not sure.
What year to come out?
However, what?
What year to come out, you know?
No. This is the newest one.
Oh, sorry.
It's called Rape Porn Cat Lady, 80-pound drug video, and Tranny Day.
Oh. That's not the one you're on, though.
Yeah, no, thank fuck.
You don't want to be on Tranny Day?
No, let's not go there.
Okay. What was the other one? Rape Cat? Cat Rape? What the fuck was that?
A Waffle Stomping Podcast.
No.
Son of a bitch. I can't find the one I was on.
Well, this is riveting content, isn't it?
Isn't it? Fuck, man.
Well, he was on one of them.
I was on a podcast, but he slipped me a fucking Red Bull.
And now you're on a podcast every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks, ladies and gentlemen, Drunkle's Den comes out.
Yeah.
And
all those pussies get wet, and all the dicks probably stay the same, let's be honest. You know what? Okay.
Oh, my God, there it is. July 8th, 2023.
Dicks shrivel in the cold. Do you think women feel the same thing?
Probably not.
Like, do their tits shrivel?
Probably not.
Probably not. You know
Boss
what?
The Boss, special guest, Crispy Bacon
Puke. We will never know.
The Weed Fear.
Crispy Bacon Puke.
PEI, Prince of Shit, Cum Shake, King of PEI, Passed Out Poop, Crispy Bacon Puke, Tequila Water, City Cops, We're Going to Jail, Hot Box Hillbilly, The Fear, RCMP Fat Fucks, You Deserve to Die, Devil's Tit Milk, Moonshine, Suck Cock, and The Trailer Park Boys.
Nice.
Oh, my God. Don't go listen to that. Jesus Christ.
You should.
July 8th, 2023.
If you listen to that podcast, you get a red bill. That's how that
That
works.
Is true. You'll not get it from me.
No, not from
You'll
me
fucking
either.
Not get it from me. That's a blast from the past. Fuck, yeah. Man. Holy shit.
When are we getting that guy on?
Oh, I'd love to get him on. I just got to figure out the fucking...
Well, that means...
Hardware.
But I don't know if I want to get him on, because that would mean he would be the most racist.
Okay.
And currently,
that's fair.
That title is...
You.
Whoa.
You.
Currently, that title is in absentia.
Is what?
It's in absentia.
Use your fucking normal people words here, buddy.
It means that it... Well, what I'm trying to say is that it doesn't exist or it's dead.
Well,
it's up for grabs.
It's up for grabs, and I'll give it to you.
All right, I'll take it.
Fuck. Now the Waffle Stomping Podcast. Another award. Fuck, man. Who would have thought? Who would have thought back in the day that I'd be fucking doing a podcast with fucking shit prick McGee over here?
Who fucking thought you'd be alive?
That's true. Not I never you. Thought I'd be making it past 20. What a shame.
Fuck. Well, we should have got your father on the podcast.
Well, it's kind of hard because he did.
Well, that's why I say we should have.
Did us! Duh!
Come to Brent Seven Iron. You're going to get a lot of pedophiles. You're going to get a lot of underagers.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck. How you doing today, my N-word?
I'm doing pretty good, man.
That's good to hear.
I'm doing pretty good, man.
What time are we at here?
We're at a buck 20.
Buck 20?
Buck 20. So I say we start winding her down a little
bit.
Yeah,
let's go buck 30.
Well, yeah. We'll wind her down for 10
no
minutes.
No more pennies. We got to round her up.
See, the U.S. discontinued the penny. Yeah, that's fucked.
Oh, my God, man. Fucking Jewish people must be upset.
Oh, well, you know what? For the last 10 minutes, let's talk about fucking politics, shall we?
Okay.
Let's talk about politics.
I don't know if I'll last.
Let's talk about politics. So, how do you feel about Mark Carney?
Let's not get it. That's a can of worms, is it ever? Fuck.
Oh, my God. Fuck that prick. Yeah. That fucking World Economic Forum cunt.
I don't like Trudeau. I hate Trudeau.
I think everybody hates Trudeau.
But I don't like... You know what?
Even his wife hates
him. I don't like how the Liberal Party has handled things. I think they've had their chance.
That's true.
And they should give it to somebody else.
But it's something I don't get is why people keep voting them in if they're... my pension keeps fucking...
It sounds fucking stupid, but... Well, okay, there's a couple things. But like one of the things, it sounds stupid, but... People hate change, and so they just keep voting for the same thing. Even though, clearly, there was a change from 2015, like before 2015 onwards. People hate change, but also 99.9999 repeating percent of this population is either a government worker or they're on EI.
That is
so
true.
So if you tell them they're voting in conservatives, they will fucking flip shit. You don't want that.
No, fucking... I don't get it. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know. The liberal ham sandwich is a fucking...
Oh, fuck. Alibaba's over.
Holy fuck. Right in the middle of the flight path. I keep
Holy
waiting for
fuck.
A fucking...
Was that New York?
They hit the second den.
Fuck.
I keep... That's hot.
Jesus
I keep waiting
Christ.
For a plane to fall out of the sky and hit my house. Please, God, make it happen. I'm in the basement. My luck, I'd survive it.
Well, fuck, yeah.
Fuck.
I don't know. Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, anyway, but yeah. Fucking face down, ass up, elbows down.
Elbows up, face
down. I still never understood that elbows up movement.
Well, it's hockey.
I get that, but, like, why?
Well, it's, like, trying to be tough. It's, like, don't take shit, but... Didn't...
Trump is shoveling shit into Mark Carney's face.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like a fucking, I don't get it.
I don't know. I like Mike Myers.
He's like a fucking CIA asset.
Yeah, but he's funny. He's a good guy.
No, he's only funny in Austin Powers. And that's it.
Well, yeah. Well, to be honest, he doesn't exist outside of Austin Powers. He is Austin Powers.
He that is true.
Oh, he's Shrek.
Shrek. down at the factory.
Down the factory.
Factory. First things first, where's your shitter? I've got a turtle head poking
Yeah,
he's out.
Fat bastard.
You know, that might be my next Halloween
Doctor
costume.
Dr. Evil.
Is fat bastard.
I gotta get a pinky ring.
You do. Why make billions when we can make millions?
Right. You have to watch those movies if you have not.
That is true. You have to watch those motherfuckers. It's literally, it's the staple of comedy.
Because if you don't, you choke on chodes. And you don't really want to do that, because that sounds a little uncomfortable. So if you don't want to choke on chodes, watch the first two. Then watch the third, if you're stoned to gills.
Yeah, the third kind of sucks.
Or drunk as a fish.
So women and liquor, drunk as a fish.
What's a woman?
Anyway, wrap this up.
Wrap it up.
So, wrap it up the podcast.
Wrap it up like our friend didn't.
Yeah, congratulations to Matt Duffy having a kid. Congratulations to him. It's out in the open now. We can fucking say it. Congratulations, Duff. Yeah. Wouldn't want to be you.
You know what's crazy is we woke up to the news before he did. Woke up from a drunken slumber.
Oh my
God. Having a kid.
God love him. God love
him. I don't remember getting pregnant.
Oh my God, I sat in the toilet seat. I sat in the wrong toilet seat.
I'm pregnant from the toilet seat.
He's going to listen to this. He's going to come over and fucking shoot us in the face.
He won't listen to this. That requires effort.
That's true. But yeah, ladies and gentlemen, give Matt Duffy a very congratulatory
hand job.
Pat in the back. Okay. I don't know.
Don't give him anything.
No. Tell him to fuck off. Yeah, but to wrap the pod up, visit your fucking farmer's market. Ladies and gentlemen, no tax. Bring your cash. You can get good quality fucking shit. Meat, bread, fucking dairy. Apple cider is one thing I forgot to pick up.
Drink all this shit up. Go to your farmer's market. Drunkle's Den. Facebook, Twitter. Check yourself before you wreck yourself, because big dicks in your ass is bad for your health.
Stay black. I don't have Twitter. I don't use Twitter.
Stay black.
Do we have any closing remarks? Or is that it?
That was
okay. My closing remarks would be visit your fucking local farmer's market. Helen's Bakery. I would fucking visit that place. That place is mint. Fucking treat going there.
Do you ever think that at what point is giving a good review on this podcast a good thing?
It's not.
Yeah.
It's not. I'm shouting them out because I like their fucking bread.
Exactly.
I think it's fucking mint. Yeah, the brews we were fucking drinking, I fucking like them. I'm kind of half drunk because I haven't fucking eaten anything. So, yeah. What else? Don't be a pedophile. You'll go to jail.
Yeah.
Well, in this province, who knows?
Yeah, it's true.
That is true.
You might go to jail. So why risk it?
What else? Witchfinder General. Listen to their fucking album.
Yep.
Death penalty.
Look up Zach McNeil on Google.com.
Fuck him.
And read the articles.
Fuck him. Other than that, ladies and gentlemen, this has been fucking good.
Yep. This is Croswell signing out.
No, it's not.
Sorry. This is Roger signing out.
Chief Keith, and I've been Drunkle, and you have been great.
We'll see you later,
ladies and gentlemen.
Lovely.
We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Bye.
And now, folks, it's time to say goodnight. We sincerely appreciate your patronage and hope we've succeeded in bringing you an enjoyable evening of entertainment. Please drive home carefully and come back again soon. Good night.